Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. I'm commenting on what Donald J. Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance had to say about the murder of a British teenager, Henry Novak, who was murdered in Southampton last year. So this is probably the only murder that Vice President Vance has comment on, and so forth. So now, wow. So he said, Vice President Vance says this is about the mass invasion of migrants. Well, invasion is a very inflammatory word to use. Now, the man who committed the murder, Vikram Digwa, he is born Briton, so he's not an immigrant. I think his parents were. But so what? Would it be okay if Novak had been murdered by a non-immigrant? Henry Novak, he is an eighth Polish, I got that right. So he's of immigrant descent. Oh, yeah, J.D. Vance is of immigrant descent. Does he have to leave the USA, come back to Europe? Was that really bad for the Native Americans? This really is preposterous. Murder isn't better or worse depending on the immigration status or the color of the one who committed it or the one who suffered it. All right. So that's equality. It doesn't matter who the victim is, who the perpetrator is. Murder is always a bad thing. Goodness. So trying to use this, exploit this to cause racial hatred, anti-immigrant sentiment, it's vile. Okay, so this murder isn't worse because there's a brown man committed against a white. Does Vance somehow think it would be better if it's the other way around? Now, I don't think Vance is racist. He's very, very cynical. His wife is an ethnically Indian woman, and indeed she's a Hindu, bringing their children up in Hinduism and Christianity. It gets a bit of problems with the Christian fundamentalists for that one. Wow. So it's sickening that they should do this. Now, the police really mishandled this situation when the murderer Digwa, he bogusly said he was a victim of a racialist attack, which the police instantly believed. Of course, the police didn't know it to be false to begin with. Digwa was serving a life sentence. He also used his 21-centimeter knife, which he's permitted to carry because he's a Sikh, to murder Mr. Novak, a Kirpan. And I don't want this to cause ill feeling towards Sikhs at all. Now there's a question, should there be an exemption for them? Because many Sikhs just carry a piece of metal or something like that on their comb. It's symbolic. So yeah, I mean I don't think they should be allowed to carry these knives. Now you can carry a knife of a certain length. I can't remember exactly what the rules are. But you say why 20 centimeters rather than 21? You can still kill with 21 centimeters. I mean, I don't want to go into exactly which knives should be allowed, but either everyone should be allowed to carry it, or nobody should be allowed to carry it. We shouldn't have exemptions for one religion. I'd the same say the same for Shechita butchering or halal butchering. Either everybody's allowed to do it, which I wouldn't be against, or nobody's allowed to do it, and so on. So Vice President Vance said, the same way a civilization dies, abandoned and handcuffed by authorities who neither trusted or not cared for him. So close quotation. But wait a second, there are many problems in the UK, but I don't think civilization's about to die. Yeah, the police get it wrong, got it wrong. Let's not blow this out of proportion. It's one murder amongst several hundred per year. I wish there were none, but murder happens in every country. Obviously, the murder rate in the United States is much higher than it is in the UK. And J.D. Vance is partly to blame for that. He could have advocated for gun control, and he hasn't. And a lot of people have died for that. So obviously, the biggest threat to Americans is other Americans with guns, not foreigners. Anyway, so it is preposterous. This has been this way. The mass invasion of migrants, what J.D. Vance said. Well, that's nothing to do with it because Digwa was born in the United Kingdom. He's a British citizen from birth. He's not a citizen of any other country. So it's vile that he tried to poison British politics like that. And I know the police mishandled the situation, handcuffing the victim as he was bleeding to death and saying, I can't breathe. Now, that could be because of anti-white racism. Seems to be that it is. So it really is bad faith from Vice President Trump and sorry, Vice President Vance and things like that. JD, so President Trump has talked about rape gangs in the UK, that they're Muslims and brown people and so on, and obviously they're bad people and good people of all faiths and all colors. We shouldn't be trying to demonize one community. Don't there be any ill feeling towards Sikhs because of the murder of Henry Novak? I blame that individual solely, not people who happen to be roughly the same color or the same religious community as him. And J.D. Vance has got an appalling record, and you see how Donald J. Trump, whereas for violence, he incited violence in his rallies in 2015. It happened. People were severely beaten up. He persisted inciting violence. He was never prosecuted for that. He incited the January 6th riot, in which five people died because of his lies about the election that he lost, and so on. He has armed and funded Israel to commit genocide against the people of Gaza. He has murdered people in the Caribbean, fishermen, claiming that they're drug dealers without evidence. Even they are drug dealers. He's got no right to kill them in international waters or indeed in the waters of other countries. He started this illegal war of aggression against Iran. They've killed hundreds of Iranian civilians, indeed murdered, and I say that word advisedly, murdered 150 little girls in school. And then he's going to preach to the UK about stopping violence. It really is utterly nauseating and just an attempt to divert attention from his own failures and lies. So I don't mind them commenting on internal affairs. And obviously, I reserve the right to comment on the affairs of other countries. My country is the world by religions is to do good. Now, I don't agree with Tom Paine on a lot, but I do on that one. I have the right to say about anything I want about any country in the world. And I wouldn't object to other people saying it about Ireland or the British Isles as a whole. Okay, right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, today PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.